Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama natin, nagbabalik sa programa, si Vida Aquino Fernandez, ang founder ng Association of Pinoy Students in Australia o APSA. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Vida.
Hi, good morning, Anne. Good morning, SBS. Thank you once again for having us.
Yan, at syempre, dahil malapit na ang Pasko at nitong susunod na weekend, gaganapin ang Philippine Christmas Festival o Philippine Pasko Festival sa bahagi ng Darling Harbour sa Tambalong Park. At yes, malaki ang bahagi ng APSA dito dahil bukod sa volunteer kayo, maraming mga pakulo ang Philippine Pasko, hindi ba?
Yes, that's correct, Anne.
Mm-mm. Pero Vida, kumustahin muna natin ang APSA o Association of Pinoy Students in Australia. Kumusta ang asosasyon at syempre ang mga estudyante na bahagi ng APSA?
We're very happy. Actually, on its fourth year na, APSA is still existing. So we have various events, activities. So recently, like last July, we had our tour sa Snowy Mountain. So regularly, we have like events such as this. And ang hindi natuloy is yung sa Sports Fest, which we are looking forward into it. And another big event na actually we're looking forward to the courtesy call with the Philippine Consulate General on the 26th of November. So APSA will be there and we will also be given like presentation of the consular services.
Napaka-busy.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Alam natin ang New South Wales, particularly ang Sydney, isa sa mga big cities kung saan maraming Pinoy students, ano? For
That's
APSA,
right.
Ilan na ba yung members ninyo?
Online members are actually approximately 1,700, but actual active members, most probably about 300 to 500.
Ibig sabihin, sa buong Australia yan o sa New South Wales lang? Yung active,
kalamihan New South Wales, yes. Approximately 300 sa New South Wales.
Wow, napakadami, ano?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Mm-mm. At balikan natin, syempre dun sa mga nakikinig sa atin, ano ba itong APSA? Okay, sinasabi natin na Association ng Pinoy Students, pero ano ba yung layunin nito in general?
Okay. Yes, APSA, it stands for Association of Pinoy Students in Australia. It was actually established year 2015. Initially, nag-start lang to sa mga group of students, punta sa park, punta sa beach for picnic. And then suddenly, we've realized na ano kaya kung ano, mag-put up tayo ng certain organization and also maki-involve sa mga community activities. And then there we have formulated the name as APSA. And actually, yung main aim namin is to build camaraderie and solidarity of friendship among Filipino international students within a diversified Australian community.
Mm-mm. Vida, napakaraming Filipino students all over Australia, no? Malaking bilang din dito sa New South Wales. At alam natin,
yes,
marami ding iba't ibang mga organization na binuo ang iba't ibang grupo ng mga Filipino students, international man yan o local.
That's right.
Kung ako nakikinig as a estudyante, bakit ako mahihikayat o bakit ko iisipin na sumali sa APSA?
Okay, APSA is actually not just for those university students or mga vocational courses ang tinitake na students, but it's also open for those with Filipino background. So say for example, born Australian but with Filipino parents, yung ibang parents kasi gusto pa nilang i-encourage yung mga kids nila for to know more history or culture of the Philippines. So they could join. Also yung mga say bata pa lang, mga say 10 years old na dumating sa Australia but they still would like to be involved sa mga activities ng mga Pinoys, then they also could join.
Okay. At pinag-uusapan natin ang culture o kulturang Pilipino, ang Pasko, isang sabi nga natin, matatag at matibay na kultura para sa maraming Pilipino dahil napakahaba ng selebrasyon nating mga Pilipino para sa Pasko. Ano, buwan pala ng Setyembre, abala na ang marami sa atin, lalo sa Pilipinas, para sa paghahanda sa Pasko at pagpaplano. At pinag-uusapan natin ang Pasko, Philippine Christmas Festival o Philippine Pasko Festival, mangyayari sa ika-siyam at ika-sampo o November 9 and 10 sa Tambalong Park, Darling Harbor. Ano ang bahagi dito ng APSA?
Okay. APSA is proud to be part of the Philippine Christmas Festival once again for its fourth year. So this event is organized by the Philippine Community Council of New South Wales or PCC. It's supported by the Philippine Consulate General of Sydney, Philippine Department of Trade and Industry, Philippine Tourism Office, and the New South Wales Government. So this year will be extra special, Anne, kasi we will be having our 10 of our favorite PBA legends. So they will be joining us this year. Now, APSA has came up with this pakulo, of course, with the approval of the PCC for an online voting of their favorite PBA legends.
Yan ay prior pa sa araw ng Philippine Christmas Festival, ano?
Yes, that's right.
Nagsimula na ang voting?
Yes, last 20th of October. Hanggang sa November 9 at the first day of Pasko. However, it will be closed at 11:59 a.m. on 9th of November. And I would like to discuss the mechanics, if it's okay?
Yes, sure, yeah.
Okay.
Paano ito gagana? Paano ako sasali para sa voting?
Okay, firstly, get your chance to take a selfie with your favorite legend at Tumbalong Park, Darling Harbor on 9th of November and win a ticket for the Legends 3x3 All-Star Battle at Blacktown Leisure Center on 13th November, sponsored by the Australian Education Advisory Services or AEAS. So here's the voting mechanic. One, you can start voting by tapping heart reaction. So, heart reaction po ito, hindi like, on the picture of your favorite legend. So, yung pictures nila, nakapost po sa Facebook page ng APSA. But, to validate the vote, you must first like the Association of Pinoy Students in Australia or APSA page. Voters are allowed to vote one or more legend. Like for myself, I have actually two favorite legends who are coming. So I have voted for two. You can also vote more. Then we will draw 10 lucky winners from the first three legends with the highest number of valid heart reaction. So as mentioned, online voting has already started on the 20th October, 12 noon, and it will end on the 9th of November 2019 at 11:59 a.m. So winners will be announced on 9th November at 2 p.m. at the Philippine Christmas Festival, once again organized by the Philippine Community Council of New South Wales.
Na, sabi mo na kung paano bumoto. Sino ba itong mga Philippine sports legends na ito o PBA legend na ito?
Okay, 10 of our favorite PBA legends will be joining us on the 9th of November, some of which are Alan Kaidik, Nelson Asaitono, Joey Loizaga, EJ Phil, Willie Miller, Vince Hidon, Jerry Cudinera, Nolly Loxin, Jojo Lastimosa, and Bal David.
Wow, mga legend nga yan.
Yes.
At syempre, open ang voting hanggang sa ika-siyam o November 9 sa unang araw ng Pasko. Pero yan ay 11:59 a.m. ang last voting.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Muli, Vida, imbitahan mo ang mga nakikinig sa atin na sumali sa pagboto at syempre manalo ng ticket para manood sa Legends 3x3 All-Star Battle na magaganap sa Blacktown Leisure Center sa 13 ng Nobyembre.
Yes. So sa lahat po naman nakikinig sa SBS ngayon and sa Sydneysiders, vote na for your favorite PBA legends for your chance to win the 3x3 All-Star Battle. Actually, on 13th of November, there will be the 3x3 All-Star Battle Legends Meet and Greet 3-Point Shootout, X Factor, and AGT stars will also be there. Some of the WSB dance champions will be there, Filipino 3x3 teams, and there will also be live DJ music.
Saan makakakuha ng dagdag na impormasyon tungkol sa, syempre unang-una yung Philippine Pasko Festival sa voting for your PBA legend at syempre para dun sa Legends 3x3 All-Star Battle?
Visit our page, Association of Pinoy Students in Australia or APSA page, and we have posted the voting mechanics including the tickets and information for this Legends 3x3 All-Star Battle.
Isang masayang Pasko ito para sa lahat at syempre lalo na para dun sa mga mananalo, lalo dito sa voting, ano, Vida?
Yes, Anne.
Maraming salamat at all the best sa APSA at syempre sa Philippine Christmas Festival 2019.
Thank you din, Anne, and thanks SBS.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.